Well, we certainly ask you for your prayers again.
I want to look into some of the Word of the Lord. Good to see y'all here tonight. Good again to be able to come together and worship the Lord together. I have a habit of, when I come in and if I see somebody that I'm not accustomed to seeing, I go and try to introduce myself a little bit. This evening, I thought I was introducing myself to somebody I'd never met before, and said his name was Sid. And then I got to thinking, rolling back in my mind, and he said his name was Sid Suve. And I said, well, thank the Lord in my mind. I don't know if I said it to him at that point, but it was good to see somebody I knew from a long time or remembered from a long time back. And it's just good to be here together to worship the Lord together this evening. We want to look into the book of Hebrews and the 11th chapter. When I say the 11th chapter, probably most of you will recognize that as being the faith chapter. A lot of times when we say faith, we want to have a message on faith. We feel like perhaps we're going to have an exhortation to exercise our willpower and decide to, I'm going to lay hold on something and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to use my faith and my, we won't say it, willpower, but we're going to say I'm exercising my faith and I'm laying hold on the promise, and both all that's good. But be careful that we don't use those things carnally. There's a whole lot more to faith than me being able to use it as a tool to manipulate the Lord into doing something I want Him to do. It has more to do with believing in Him and allowing Him to do what He wants to do in me. It has a lot more to do with trust than it does with me carnally moving Him. So we want to look into this. And I there's going to be a lot of reading this evening, but there was something that the early church got a hold of. It was difficult in the early part of the church. You know, they came from a Judaic system, from the old law system, and they were very much tied to the outward works that was found in that law. There was much that they centered in their mind on that, and there were things that they did in accordance with that were signs, outward signs of the promise of the covenant that the Lord made with Abraham, and they held on to those. And I can't blame them. I suppose if I was raised that way, I'd felt like they did too. And so there was a process of them becoming enlightened and recognized that this is, it goes beyond the works of the law into the liberty that there is in Christ Jesus, a belief that He is the Lamb of God, that He is my Lamb, He is my High Priest, that He has come to bring something better. A fulfillment, a glorious fulfillment of what had brought us to where we are now. And it was a struggle for some of them to be able to actually see the fullness of what Jesus came to give them. And so in that process of the Lord giving grace and space and time for them to grow in this grace and to learn and to enjoy their, you know, sometimes we think in my mind of freedom in Christ. That means I don't have to do, I can just free and do everything. No, that's not the freedom we're talking about here. We're talking about a freedom from the legalism of the law into a law that is written on the fleshly tables of my heart. One that is inspired and a faith that works by love. That comes out because I want it to be there. I love the Lord. I want to live like this.
I heard an old sister back in our home congregation years ago when I was, before I was married, I believe. Anyway, back when I was much younger. And she had a little crackly voice, and one time she spoke out there in the congregation and said, I would serve the Lord all over again, even if there wasn't a heaven. I'd serve for the blessings in this life. I say amen to her. I found it so. I haven't lived for the Lord nearly as long as what she has, but the years that I've spent with Him, I can tell you, if there's even not a heaven from here, what I have gained here, the type of life that He has given me, it's worth it. Well worth it. All right, faith. 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes it's hard for us to wrap our minds around what was just said. And we strain sometimes to get that definition in our head and in our mind. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. This is a foundation for my life. Faith is not. Now there's a lot of abstractness in it, but I have heard the voice of the Lord and I believe Him, and that is the motivation for my actions. It's a substance, you see. It happens now. I'm not just making this up. It's not, you know, the night that the Lord saved me, I had a very broken faith. I was asked at the altar prayer, do you believe that the Lord can save you? Or that He will save you? And I had to say, I had wrestled with this area. Cause I wasn't even, and for a while I wasn't even certain there was a God. You know, the devil does horrible things to a young mind if we let him. And I was over in that land of deep, dark confusion and all kinds of things going over. And I wasn't certain that the Lord would even save me. And I said, I don't know. I said, pray for my unbelief. That's what I said. They laid hands on me and started praying for my unbelief. And I want to tell you, I'm not going to go into all the details, but the Lord healed my faith. And I was convinced more than ever that night, not only was there a God, but there was a God that saves and delivers. And I want to tell you, you didn't have to tell me what faith was then. It was the evidence. I had it. Something had happened. And when you see God like that, you want to live for Him. You just do. The brethren of old that came before the law of Moses, and the argument that the writer here is a lot of times making to the Jewish early church, was he was telling them, those that you hold in such esteem back there, what did they get? Did they get it through the law? Were they observing the law of Moses when Abraham got, he heard the voice of the Lord? How did he do that? It was by faith. It wasn't by the works. Nobody can boast on this one. It was the Lord. And so he begins to go over this catalog of people that they remember and trying to remind them of what the Lord had done. Years passed, and today we have it written down and it blesses us today. Let's go over some of it. For by it, by this faith, by this connection, by this belief in God, by this hearing Him and believing Him, enough to act upon it. Faith doesn't just stand alone. As James told us, show me your faith by your, what you do. By what you do. You're going to act on it if you believe it. There's a whole lot of people, and it's a very easy thing to just say, I believe. You know, there's a, ideas proposed out there today, confess the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be. And it's true, the verse is good. But the way sometimes it's applied is pretty shallow. God wants us to believe enough that it has impact on what I do. It changes me.
I'm no longer the same. I've taken a different course. It causes repentance. Turning from and turning to. Intentionally. The way of God. So here, by this faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made, things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Abel. Faith existed a long time ago, didn't it? By faith, what was it that caused Abel? What was it that caused him to bring something to the Lord that he took pleasure in his offering? I believe it was a different something. He believed in God to the point that it tendered his heart, that it brought a genuineness of his offering. So we can argue that, well, it was an animal sacrifice, and Cain's wasn't. I don't know about all that. I'm not certain about that. And I'm not going to come down on either side. I will tell you, I believe there was a difference in their hearts. I believe that's where they really had a difference. One of them came and yielded the best he knew how to the Lord. Perhaps the Lord would have been more pleased if Cain, with all that he had gathered up, if he had said, my brother, could I swap some of this for an ant? I don't know, but I can tell you there was a difference in their approach to the Lord. And faith made the difference. We can surfacely say, I believe in the Lord today. And we can go out there and mingle with a whole lot of other people that call themselves Christians and surfacely say we believe God and can measure ourselves among ourselves and pat each other on the back and say we're fine. I don't really care much what you say about me tonight. I want to know what God says about me. Oh, I do care. Not that I don't respect. But folks, the ultimate is, am I pleasing God? Because I have learned over the years that us humans, we can come up with our own set of standards. We can come up with our own set of, this is where the Lord's okay. And it's not necessarily so. That's not going to work when I meet Him someday. You know, last night we preached about be ready. And we need to be ready in this area. Not measuring, not getting our standards from each other, but what God, this relationship with the Lord, with knowing the author of what's being read here tonight. Because He's the one that brings definition and application to our hearts and to our lives. And it's a safe way to travel when we're walking like that with Him. There, in that vein, we will find His blessings and we will understand what faith means, and we'll recognize then that faith isn't a carnal tool that I can manipulate God with. Then I recognize that faith is something that I trust and resign and give myself lovingly, longingly, all to the Lord, because I know it's the safest place for me to be. God's way is right, even if our human wisdom somehow doesn't get it. He's still right, and He's good, always altogether lovely. Through faith, we understand that the Lord did that. Oh, many times in this world, especially this idea, this what should be common understanding, settled understanding in our mind that the Lord spoke and caused all this to happen. That is challenged in many places in our minds today. Has been for years. They said, no, all this just happened. And And we keep running back. Oh, how did it happen? And Big Bang. Well, who caused the Big Bang? And what caused that? And you run down. And there's really no answer except when you get back to the final analysis, there had to be something. It had to be a God. I saw a headline the other day talking about the code that's found in DNA. The question was, is there ever a code without a coder? There's a God. By faith, I know it's so. By the evidence that He's left before our eyes. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. Sometimes when I hear people lean too heavily on that verse, there's none righteous, no, not one, which is meaning in that verse, but I hear that applied as a blanket coverage. I think about a verse like this, talks about the righteousness of Abel. Some of these brethren that before Christ, they had righteousness before the Lord. So we always need to temper the Word of God, need what we're reading with what was. And here it is, righteous Abel. God testified of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Still is teaching us something today, way a long time back there. The actions of dear brother Abel, I want to tell you, I appreciate what he accomplished. He offered something real to the Lord from the depths of his heart. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. How did he get that? Did Brother D.S. Warner get it? No. Did Paul get it? How about Peter? How about James? How about John? Any of those get this? That surely, after Christ, and believe me, I believe that there's a great fulfillment that is something that we've inherited in Christ that they didn't have, but they did have faith, and they had a walk with the Lord. They got it. Someday I hope to ask Brother Enoch, how did you do that? I kind of think I'm going to hear him say, oh, I got to the point that I'd go off wondering by myself and my mind would drift heavenward. And I'd begin to talk and he just seemed so near. And it warmed my heart. And I got to where that I wanted those walks more and more. It just seemed like that just consumed me. That was the dearest place I could find, is go off and be and talk with him. Until one day the Lord said, son, let's just go on home. I don't ever expect to miss death. I'm not saying, but I want to go see him too one of these days. I do, because I believe in him. He's done something. I don't know what Brother Enoch wants to tell us, but I will tell you that he is included here in the hall of faith. He knew God. He walked with God, and he was not, because the Lord took him. Enoch loved the Lord, and in his day, he walked with God. By faith, God translated him. He had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he did. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Folks, I want to tell you, when we begin to walk with the Lord, don't just go into it as, I think I'm going to try it for a little while and see if it works. Go in it wholeheartedly. If you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. Not going to. If we're going to try to keep one foot on this side of Jordan, the other foot over here, or on this side of Egypt, the other foot over here, you're not going to be satisfied. This brother was satisfied. He walked with God. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. What was it that Noah was warned of God of things that was to come, things not seen? What was it? He's talking about the flood. He had never seen a flood. How long do you think that Noah was building on that ark? I don't know. There's conjectures, there's time frames. People have given time, and I'm not certain, but it was a long time. He didn't do it overnight, and I imagine there's a lot of people throughout the years came by and said, "What you building?" And he had many opportunities to say, "Oh, I'm tired. The Lord told me, but it's been 100 years now, and I'm starting to doubt." He didn't. He kept building. That's faith, brothers and sisters. I don't know. I feel like in myself, I might have been one of those, after 100 years of working and something like this going, I may have said, "I'm not sure exactly what I heard." You know, see what I'm saying? We can come up with this. Well, maybe it's not. You know, after so long, my memory dims and the freshness of that moment kind of changes, and I can come up with maybe, you know, it's been a long time. And I'm hearing all these people mock, and I'm here. I'm really the odd man out here. Why put myself through all this mockery? Open. And they're saying every day they come by, "When's it going to happen, Noah?" No, when was the last time? By faith, yes. Noah kept building. And by that faith, 8 souls were got on that ark. And they were saved by faith. Folks, it means something to be faithful to God in our day. And I will admit that there's a lot of times that people can look at us and say, "It don't make sense what you're doing. It doesn't make sense. Really? No, let me show you another way to understand that verse." There's all kinds of things that the devil will try. And people, sometimes I believe they might even be well-meaning, but just not. Might be even kind in the way they approach you. But be careful. Our faith is in God. It's not in people, not even in you. Though I love you, and we have this brotherhood that we enjoy, but ultimately, my faith reaches beyond you. Yes. Reaches to God. By faith, Noah kept on building. Him and his house. By faith, became heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. 8th verse now, let's move on to here. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Notice that. Faith causes what? Obedience. It causes action. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Except this is what he did know. He knew, "I had heard the voice of the Lord. And he told me to leave." But he went out without clear direction where to go. He still went out because the Lord had told him to do so. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. I wonder if he knew when he was stepping through that Canaan land. I wonder if he knew this is the place that they're going to be here. My family, this is going to be their land. The Lord had told him, look over that direction. He said, wherever your feet, it's going to be your land. He gave him the overview of it. When did he see his family owning that land? You're shaking your head. I'm like that too. When? He died without seeing it. Except by faith. By faith. Oh, we think of Abraham a little bit, and I want to go over it more quickly here. Abraham, He had some real experiences with the Lord. One of those is a unique experience that really it causes a lot of things to go through my mind when I realized that evidently he had gained quite a bit of wealth and the Lord had blessed him over there, and he was in the heat of the day sitting in the tent door, and there came three what looked like people walking down the road. And he got up quick, and with the heart of somebody who walks with God, I believe there's evidence, because that man had a heart to welcome people in his presence. He got up with a heart to try to welcome them and feed them and rest their weariness of the day and ease their condition. He ran and said, "Stay here with me. Let me get you something to eat, something to drink, and cool yourself here." And he did it. You know the case. By faith, you know, that Abraham was walking with the Lord, and you know how two of those went on down to Sodom. You know the story. And you remember the encounter that the Lord had there with Abraham. It sounded like that third one that looked like a human for a while turned out, called him God, didn't it? God spoke with Abraham. I don't know how to make out everything of that, but that's what's in the scripture. The Lord talked with Abraham. Had an encounter very by faith, you see. It caused action in this man. It caused communion with the Lord. He went out and obeyed the Lord, and the Lord came back. You remember the Lord told him, you're going to have... He told him earlier, you're going to have a son. And you know how... Oh, folks, time and human reasoning sometimes can really hinder. They did. Well, I can't fault them. Time had gotten by, and they thought that... Oh, we're not going to have that child. I don't know. It said they stumbled not at the promises, but somewhere they decided they were going to try another way. They did. The Lord said, "That's not the one." The Lord came back and talked with him, and you remember the Lord came and said that the time appointed... From about here, you mark out there, and I'm going to come back, and you're going to have a son. You're going to have one. Sarah laughed. "I'm too old." So is he. Good as one dead, it says here in this reading. The Lord, by faith, gave them a child, a miraculous child. Then a few years later, the Lord said, "Would you give him back, sacrifice him, take him in fact up on this mountain and make an altar and slay him and give him back to me." All I can tell you it was going to take is, if the Lord asked that of me, it'd take a lot of faith for me to do that. This man walked with God. Oh, I'm telling you, I look at that type of an action, that type of a faith that brought that type of an action, I say, I'm quite pleased to call him the father of the faithful. Because and in that encounter, as he began to bring the knife down on his son, the Lord stopped him and told him this. "I know now. I proved you, I knew you, and now you know you. You're going to obey me." And he went on to tell him that in his children, in his seed, all the nations of the world, of the earth, will be blessed. It went beyond that moment. Folks, I want to tell you, that promise reaches down to us. That reaches down to what we inherit today in Christ Jesus. It reaches down to that day and this gospel day and the fulfillment, the blooming of the grace that God brought to mankind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, faith's a mighty thing, folks. By faith. Oh, and I don't need to belabor all these points, but we can go on down here, different ones. It talked about them sojourning. Abraham, they sojourned in a land, and it seemed perhaps that it would have been good sometimes to anchor down, but the Lord hadn't given them to it. They kept moving around. The Lord hadn't given it to them in that fashion at that point. But they instead, they set their affection more, instead of it being on this land and getting so distracted by the cares of this land, they continue to set their affection on high and allow the faith of God to enrich their lives and direct them and be obedient daily to the Lord. Obedience is part of this faith. And they passed through this land. These all died in the faith, not having received, the 13th verse, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They didn't gain it while they were living here, but they believed that they died in the faith. They stayed faithful to the Lord. They died in the faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Well, today I want to tell you today, those brothers set a real good example. And today, by our lives, help us also to declare plainly that this world doesn't have enough attraction for me to give it my love. It just doesn't. I seek a land whose what? Builder and maker is God. These frivolous things that are for the burning and will all come to an end one of these days, it's not sufficient to hold my affection. I know I'm going to die. I've seen enough dying to convince me that we're going to come down to the end. And I know this old body is going to go into the grave, but I know I've got a soul that lives on. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in any continuing dwelling here. I'm not. That's all going to go away. But I've got to have that home over there. I've got to. Sixteenth verse. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Oh, thank the Lord. For he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. This goes in the story I just covered. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, gave a blessing to both of them concerning concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed the sons of Joseph, and worship leaning on a staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Let's go over this verse too quickly. There was something that Joseph, now this was in the pinnacle of the good years that the children of Israel had in Egypt. In that time, maybe we had got the best land. It's Goshen that we own, and we're doing pretty good. We're really doing well. Why not just, let's camp out here the rest of our lives? Surely this is our good. No, Joseph had heard the patriarch saying, that's not your home. It's not it. Not it. By faith. Joseph had heard, he walked with God, folks. He'd heard the voice of the Lord many times.
It came by fire. It wasn't easy for him. He had some hard things he could have gotten bitter over, but he kept, as Brother Marty shared with us this morning, he kept his heart with all diligence. He was unwilling to allow bitterness to be the ruler of his life. He was unwilling to let those other things that were not of faith, those other things, the carnality, hurtful, harmful things for a man to be ruled by. He moved those aside and so said, no, I can't let that. You can grab my coat and jerk it off of me and I'm going to run the other way. I'm not going to allow those things to rule my life. And it would have been the easiest thing for human flesh to go ahead and let it rule. But he chose not to. By faith, he did. And Joseph had learned some things, and the Lord revealed some things. The Lord met him in dreams. The Lord had gave personal contact to a man who was willing to set his affections on the Lord and not on all this around him. Surely, as a second in command of Egypt, you would think that surely this is the best. Joseph says, no, it's not. There's still another land. And when you all leave this place, because you're going to, by faith, he prophesied to him, when you get out of here, take me with you. I want to go there too. I know I'm going to die here, but I want my bones to go to that other land of promise. God's promised us something. This isn't it. Folks, I want to tell you tonight, the place you own tonight, may be well, and the Lord brought you there and blessing you where you are, but that's not the land yet where the Lord wants to take you. He'll bless you where you are as you're obedient and following the Lord, but he wants to continue to take you step by step to the further into the promised land. Let me say it that way. Gain more land. Children of Israel, when they got over in the land of Canaan, there was a time when the Lord blessed him over there. And there's some of that in here. It's the real blessing that the Lord gave when he took him over there. But after a while, they got, a little complacent. And they got a little self-centered and looking at themselves instead of looking out toward the plan of God. And they started looking at the next objective out there that the Lord intended for them to own. And they said, those fellas have chariots of iron. And I don't think we can take them. Well, I don't think they could have went across the River Jordan without the Lord either. Nor do I think that Goliath would have fallen without the Lord either. Nor do I think the Red Sea was passable without faith, without belief, that caused them to act in the face of heavy obstacles. What about those who said, Lord, I don't know what to do. This great mighty army that is before us, I don't know what to do. It's beyond me. And you see the letter here. I'm going to spread it out before you. Lord, I don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Folks, that's a real good way to do it. I'm going to trust you. My eyes are on you. One place the Lord said, put some singers out there in front. Thank the Lord for the singers. Thank the Lord for obedience. That's where it is. Do what he says. As they went out there and began to praise the holiness and righteousness, the goodness of God, the Lord set ambushment. I don't even know how to say that word now. Ambushed them and made it so that they got the great victory. Through faith. Through faith. I'm not talking about a faith that we stand here and we pump everybody up and say, we're going to get this victory. That will fail miserably. But when my faith is truly in God, there's victory there. I don't think I'm going to go very much longer in here. There's more of this chapter, and it would be tedious for me to go over all of it.
I will quickly talk about a point. You get down toward the latter part, and you talk, there's so many, they achieved all these wonderful victories. And about then I would look at us and say, you want to come along, let's get behind this band, victory after victory after victory, and we're going to hold our heads high, and Gideon with 300 just chased so many, there's so much wonderful things here. But in the same breath, and there were others. Yes. And they had a greater victory. It comes down to what the Lord has done and brought to you and I today. There is, without them, okay, I'm going to read some of this. If I can get there. 37th verse, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheep's clothing and goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of which the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a good report. They did too. They got it too. They had some victories, brother and sister. Those were just as victorious as all the others. Having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't see the day that we can see today. Just like Abraham, they didn't receive. It was by faith. They looked forward. Joseph, by faith, prophesied about taking my bones out of here. By faith, these brothers and sisters paid the ultimate price, and we're saying, it's still there, brothers. Keep on going. It's still there. These all having obtained a good report through faith received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Don't get caught up too much on the wording there. I believe the meaning is that they didn't get what the Lord, they didn't have, because they died back then. They didn't see what Christ brought. But we have it today. They without us. They kept prophesying to Abraham. I thank God for what Abraham did. I thank God for what Abel did. I thank God for what Enoch did. I thank God for what Joseph did. All those brethren of the past who by faith walked with God. And they got to pointing to us. To this day that we have in Christ today, there is salvation through Christ. There's a deliverance through Christ. There is something that has come down. The penalty of sin has been paid by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is still delivering people. He meets people where they are today. Whatever confusion, whatever need in the soul, we have the better today. And all today we have a gospel to share with the world. But not just the world, for us in here. The Lord simply looks at us and says, what you carrying? Do you have something there that needs to be turned over? I want to ask you today to believe God. Believe Him. If you got something that you need to turn loose of, if you're not saved, come and get saved. The Lord will save you. If you got something you need to turn loose of, you need some help with, He's still able to help. He's still alive. He's still real. He still does that same work, and He delivers people today. Pray for me. I want to serve Him.